Do you know that there are 130 million books in this world? 130 million books that have been published. You can find out anything about anything. Now, if you're a little younger, you might say, who needs books? There's something called Google. Right now, some of you are Googling on your phone to see whether there's 130 million books written. And if you don't trust Google search, you can go to Snopes, you know, Fact Finders, all those things. You can find out about things. There is no lack of knowledge today. You want to find out anything, even about people, you can. Please don't do it, but I have never Googled myself, ever. Ever. Don't do it. You probably won't sleep for a few nights. But there's a huge difference between knowledge and wisdom. There's a huge difference between knowing about everything and knowing what to do with those things. I wonder how many wise people there are in this world today. The word that's used here is magi, and sometimes it's the beginning of a word that we use called magician and all that stuff. But nevertheless, the people here described are really called wise men. For all our knowledge, we know they're not Jewish, they're from the East, probably most likely from Persia. But nevertheless, the Bible describes them as wise men. Why? Because they know things? No, because in the depths of their heart and their lives, they recognize knowledge and put it into something that helps them to make choices that are right. So today I want to talk about them. On this Christmas Sunday, we want to talk about people who knew something about that first Christmas long ago. Just three very simple words I want you to keep in mind. First one is knowing. Knowing. How did these guys know anything? You know, nowadays we know things from what the television, the media tells us. You know, we turn on the television and we know there's a big sale in Walmart. There's a big sale in Best Buy, right? We know things. You open your Facebook and you know all your friends, what's happening with them, the things that they shouldn't tell you probably. This is what we do. We know things very superficially. How many things that you know that are really deep and really like amazingly awesome? I want to tell you, you're not going to find that from turning on a television set. And probably you're not going to find that by just scrolling and streaming and going all through the computer. Knowing something deep and eternal is going to take more than that. Not sure what these wise men were. They're probably scholars. Maybe they are rich people. Maybe whatever they are. But the depths of their knowledge was deep.
And one of the places that they found it was in the scriptures.
You say,
how do they know that there was going to be a king of the Jews being born?
Well,
because the Bible says so. You go to the book of Micah, you find that. You go to the book of Hosea, you find that. You go through the Old Testament, you will find that. And they read the Old Testament, even though they were not Jewish. It's amazing how many deep things we can know because God has revealed them to us. I don't know how many of you here even know where to go when you're searching for some knowledge. I was interviewing a pastor one time. For his ordination, okay, ordination. And there was a group of us who were doing that. And we had asked them to just kind of simple knowledge. Tell us what the Ten Commandments is. See, most people can get about four or five of them. You can't get them all. And in fact, most people will add another one that's not in there, but you know, you think it is. But for a pastor, you would think he would know them, right? In order, wouldn't you think? He couldn't get past four or five. And then we asked him, where would you find the Ten Commandments? He had no clue. Didn't know it first came in Exodus when Moses went up to Mount Sinai. I had no idea. I got to tell you, when a pastor doesn't know that, sometimes I think, wow, what's going on in our churches? Those are simple knowledge. But how much do we know of God's Word? Because if we don't, we're not going to be able to do the next thing, which is recognizing. How are we going to know what's happening, recognizing things in life, when we don't know the Word of God? How many times have you opened the Bible this week? Just open page by page and begin to read about what God wants us to know. Wise men know. These wise men knew. I remember on that, it was a Tuesday morning. And Barbara received a phone call. And one of our members of our church up in New York was frantic on the other end.
Says,
Barbara, don't, we don't know what's happening. I have no idea what's happening. Something bad is happening. I'm outside the World Trade Center and bodies are falling from the building.
I think
a plane hit the building there. You know, for probably another 10 minutes or so, maybe even a little longer, people didn't know what was going on. They just saw a terrible accident happened. A plane struck one of the World Trade Centers. So we ran up to the roof of our church building and in Queens, and we looked out. We could see it was just billowing, you know, flames were going out. It was so horrible. And we had people working in that area. My son was nearby. We don't know what's happening, but we just started praying.
So we just started praying. 天台, 我們見到大廈出了煙, 很多火, 而我們的兒子也在大廈附近, 我們唯一可以做的就是祈禱。
And I remember running back home, driving back home, and I turned on the television set, and then I saw something that was so weird.
當我在開車, 駕回家的時候, 我見到一個很奇怪的現象。
And I saw a second plane hit the other one.
我見到第二架飛機撞入去第二個大廈裡面。
Within minutes, of course, we now not just know, but we recognized what it was.
當係呢件事再發生嘅時候，我哋係清楚知道究竟發生緊啲咩事。
It wasn't just an accident; it had to be on purpose.
我哋知道呢個唔係意外，呢個係有意識嘅去進行。
And our nation has lived out recognizing that for the last 10+ years.
我哋呢個國家過去呢十幾年都去清楚認識呢一件發生嘅事情。
See, knowing something and recognizing something is different.
我哋去知道到去最後去認知係兩回事。
And these wise men, they knew, and then they recognized the star.
我哋呢啲嘅博士係去知道，亦都去認知呢一個嘅天
上星。You see, that's how it was back then, and maybe even now. Stars happen when there's some royalty, some situation. God allows those things to happen, and indeed it did.
我哋係知道星嘅出現係等於一個皇族或者係貴族嘅容許嘅出現。
They recognize that a king has been born.
佢哋係認知到呢個嘅王已經係降生。
For the last number of weeks, I've been going through the book of Revelation.
在過去那一個月的時候，我是看這個的啟示錄。
And BSF, they're going through Revelation too. There's a reason why.
在這個的查經團契聚會都是講同一本的書卷。
Because it's important for God's people to be recognizing.
我們是很重要的，是讓神的子民 去認知。
We live our lives as if the Bible doesn't matter, that what it says means nothing in this world.
因為我哋喺呢個世界上面嘅生活，好多時候聖經嘅知識同我哋毫無重要。
Even though things have become so obvious, so poignant, so right in your face, yet we don't recognize it.
好多時候喺我哋面前所發生嘅事情，但我哋仍然唔能夠認知。
Do you follow current affairs?
究竟你哋有冇去關心時事咧？
Have you seen nations uniting together?
我哋有冇國家係聯合翻喺埋一齊咧？
Have you seen that nation after nation is getting nuclear weapons?
我哋究竟知道國家嘅中間有冇核武咧？
Have you followed the finances of this world and when it's all together and we, our nation, just by ourselves, owe $19 trillion? Have you followed those kind of things?
究竟大家有冇喺呢個嘅國家嘅經濟上面去探討，究竟我哋負債有幾多兆億咧
？Have you seen the mobilization of armies in places where we don't even cannot even pronounce the names？
我哋有冇見到軍隊嘅啟動喺一啲我哋唔認識嘅國家裏面
？Have you seen how the world has taken all that is precious to God and kind of you know raised their fist against God and said we don't care？
有冇人大家係睇到一啲係將神看為寶貴嘅事情，就同各位講，我完全唔會去理會。
Have you been able to recognize the end times at all？
大家有冇認識到呢個嘅末世咧
？Have you noticed that we have all been kind of computerized and they can recognize us anyway just simply because we have cell phone on us？
究竟我哋係咪全部電腦化？而家我哋嘅認知係咪就喺電腦同埋電話上面咧
？It would be good to recognize the word of God being played out。
我哋係好好嘅，可以喺呢啲嘅。形式上面可以認知神嘅話語。
The wise men did.
呢個嘅博士係認。
They knew there was a king that's going to be born.
佢哋知道有一個王係會降生。
They recognized it and they saw that it has happened.
佢哋都清楚知道，亦都見到，亦都係發生咗。
I wish Christians would recognize more of these things.
我都希望我哋作為信耶穌嘅人都能夠認知呢啲嘅事情。
That it makes a difference in our lives, in our choices, in our families.
能夠在我們生命當中起到改變，包括我們的家庭裡面。
Because the third thing that happens,
因為第三樣會發生的事情
is choosing.
就是我們的選擇。
Interesting that these wise men, they came.
很有趣的，這些博士來臨。
Found out where Jesus was.
找到耶穌的所在。
And the reason is simple, because it is in the Word of God.
因為很簡單的，因為神的話語就說
了。They knew it was going to be in Bethlehem.
因為知道都會喺伯利恆
，said so，
因為已經講咗噶啦
，went there，
亦都係寫低咗噶啦
，found him，
亦都揾到啦。
But what did they do after they found him？
當呢啲博士揾到耶穌之後，做咗啲乜嘢咧
？You know, there's a lot of things we like to do. You know, we can just broadcast it, reveal it, talk about it, and so forth. But they didn't do that.
我哋都係講過，我哋發現咗之後可以做咩咧？可以去廣播。
They chose to worship him.
他们选择了去敬拜他。
What does that mean?
究竟是什么意思呢?
You know, today we study worship. I taught a course in seminary on worship in the church for many years.
我们讲到去学习怎样去敬拜，牧师也曾经去教导过怎样何为去敬拜。
And I wonder how much we know what worship is.
究竟我哋當中有幾多人知道究竟何為敬拜呢？
See, today most people want to go worship and they go to a big church, like not naming any church around here. The biggest church in America is in Houston. The second biggest church in America is also in Houston. They go there and they say, I'm going to worship.
很多時候人所講的敬拜就是去，譬如話全世界第一、第二大的教會裡面都是去崇拜、去敬拜。
And so they park their car, takes them 15-20 minutes to walk to the place, go through this and that, and they have a great experience, and they call that worship.
他們就會揸架車，譬如去泊咗個地方，要行15-20分鐘，有個好好嘅經歷，咁就叫做崇拜啦。
They put some money in the offering plate. They take some, you know, bulletin, go home and say, "Ah, we had a great time of worship today."
又或者喺奉獻盤裡面放啲錢，就話一個好好嘅敬拜。
I'm not sure about the pastor's preaching. It's okay, you know. The music was great. You know, did you see that drama? That was so awesome.
其實我都唔知道究竟牧師講咩㗎，不過佢哋嘅音樂同話劇都好好喎。
If someone gave you a pair of tickets to the Houston Philharmonic, you might have said the same thing when you came out.
又或者好似有一個人俾兩張去聽管弦樂團嘅戲飛俾你一樣。
And if you're crazy enough to wait in line and saw the Star Wars movies, you might have come out and said the same thing.
又或者你俾一張嘅戲飛去睇星球大戰，同一樣道理。
Is that worship?
究竟係咪咁樣叫做？
Let me tell you, in this passage, there was three reactions that happened here.
我哋要講到呢一段經文有三個。
And it's important for us to see that.
The
first reaction that we found was from Herod himself, King Herod. When he found out about this, he didn't know about it because he didn't follow scriptures, he didn't recognize anything. When he heard about it from the wise man, he was angry. He was angry and he was afraid. He was angry, he was afraid, and he was determined to put an end to this nonsense.
他是去定義要去完成去阻止這件事情。
I am king, how dare another king come?
我是一個王，究竟我是不容許
另一個王的出現。 I don't care if the celestial stars are saying he's the king, I am the king.
我不會理會天象所說有一個王會降生。
Do you know how many people today think they're the king even though they never say it? How dare this Bible say I have to worship someone else?
有幾多人究竟心裏面講我自己係一個嘅王，而唔去選擇呢個敬拜嘅神？
Have you ever seen so much hatred toward a religion increasingly in our country?
究竟大家有冇睇到當中去為咗一個宗教而咁多嘅憎恨呢？
You know, that if you actually put a major scene that you can be sued, that you can be whatever.
只係一個好簡單放一個馬槽嘅景象就會俾人告。
That's what Herod was.
就係希律王所做嘅。
Increasingly, there are more and more of these kinds of people in our nation.They're choosing something else. They're choosing to fight against God. Don't you dare say anything about Christians or Christmas or anything like that.
你點解可以講一啲基督教又或者係講神嘅事咧？
The second set of people or second reaction here is this.
第二個嘅人會係咁樣講。
So Herod calls all his scribes, you know, all his priests, all the people that know everything about religion.
这个希律王就召集了他所有的祭司长和他的文士。
And the amazing thing is, these guys all knew. They said, yeah, this is what the scripture says, that's what Micah said. We know about it.
这些祭司和文士就会说，这些是圣经当中在尼迦书曾经有讲过的现象。
But they don't do anything about it, they don't care.
因为他们没有做过任何事，因为他们不会去选择去理
会。We have all these religious facilities and organizations in America.
这些有很多我们的國家裡面有很多不同的宗
教的組織。 You know, we played all these games and all these worships and all these events, but they don't care about the central message of what the church is about, what Christmas is about.
他們會舉辦很多的遊戲或者活動，但是當中不會去領會這個的聖誕當中真正的意義。
I've gone to different churches, some churches I know don't worship God, but they have the big Bible in the front.
很多的教會牧師曾經去過，他們是不去選擇去崇拜，但是他們的會堂中間是一個大的聖經。
I was given opportunities to preach in an Episcopal church, even a Catholic church allowed me to preach one time.
曾經在牧師在聖公會或者在一個天主教堂裡面，牧師都有講道。
And you go in there, you see all the religious things there. It looks very churchy.
在裡面有當中很多是宗教上面的儀式或者是物件。
I remember they had this podium that was about maybe 8 foot high, and you have to climb up to it, walk up.And stand over the people. I'm like, that's a really scary thing to do.
佢哋當中有一個係大概八尺高嘅講台，係需要去行個樓梯上到去㗎。
But let me tell you, the people there are indifferent. They didn't care about what the message said.
但喺當中崇拜嘅人完全唔會去理會。
I remember talking to the religious leader. They call him father this and priest that or whatever it is. And good friends of mine, you know, they're nice people. But you know, Oh, message of Jesus being born again? Nonsense. We don't care about that.
又或者係同一啲宗教嘅領袖，又或者係咩啲嘅神父講嘅時候啊，其實講呢啲嘅耶喺聖誕節講耶穌嘅信息都唔係好重要啫。
But the third kind of people.
但第三類嘅人咧
，that we see here are the magi, the wise men.
我哋喺呢個嘅博士當中睇到嘅。
And it says that they chose to worship.
佢哋係選擇去敬拜。
That's interesting. They got there. They found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus.
佢哋喺嗰度揾到瑪利亞、約瑟同埋耶穌。
By the way, it was absolutely not the day he was born, but a little, maybe a few weeks, a month later.
可能佢哋唔係嗰一刻就去揾到耶穌，可能係幾個月之後。
And it's interesting. They went right away to worship Jesus. It says.
佢哋去到嗰個位置就去敬拜耶穌。
Didn't worship Mary.
佢哋冇去敬拜瑪利亞。
Didn't worship Joseph.
冇去敬拜。
So religions that kind of paint that out, they're way wrong.
當我哋去睇到呢一啲嘅油畫，見到去敬拜瑪利亞同約瑟，其實係錯
嘅。No need to worship people。
我哋唔係去敬拜人。
You worship God。
我哋去敬拜神。
So they go right to the baby Jesus. They knew this was the King. They worshipped him。
佢哋去當中認知到呢個嘅耶穌，所以就跪低去敬拜。
You know, I do have an issue with some Christians today。
我哋係當中有啲嘅信奉基督教嘅人係有少少問題。
Who think that Jesus is there for them？
他们知道耶稣来的目的是为了他们。
I know Jesus is there for us in the sense that he loves us, he died on the cross of Calvary for us.
耶稣是来到我们的当中，是为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
You know, I'm going to just repeat a little bit of a story about that book, Dog and Cat Theology. I mentioned it before, some of you have read it before.
我们去当中想讲一本书里面其中一个撮要讲这个的
And there's a part of it, I'm not quoting it exactly. It's like the dog says, you know, he feeds me, he cares for me, he cleans up after me, he must be God.
一隻狗就話，佢俾嘢食我食，佢照顧我，所以呢個就係神啦。
The cat says, he feeds me, he cares for me, he cleans up after me, I must be God.
咁呢隻貓就話，因為我俾嘢佢食，我又幫助佢清潔，所以我就係神啦。
It's a book called, I think it's called Cat and Dog Theology, one of those. Good book.
这个应该是所谓翻译出来的，叫猫狗神学。
Way too many Christians are cats.
我们有很多人都觉得是只猫。
It's about Jesus.
是关于耶稣。
When we worship Jesus, it's about Jesus.
当我们去敬拜耶稣的时候，所有的事情都是关于耶稣。
It's not about him just taking care of our needs. You know, God, why didn't you do this? Why did you let that happen? Blah, 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 blah. We do that all the time. We blame God all day and night.
我们不只是跟耶稣说你要几时去照顾我你为什么要供应这样的事情或者这样的事情为什么会发生在我身上呢
That's not worship.
这样不是敬拜。
So these wise men worshipped.
这些的博士是去敬拜。
Look what they did. When they worshipped God, they gave.
我们在圣经讲到这些的博士去敬拜的时候他去给予。
You know, I know a lot of people think all the church...You know, and pastors, all we ever want to do is just rip people off, take little old ladies' money. That's all we do.
很多人都是想究竟教会的目的只是不过是为我们去拿钱。
You know, one of the part of worship is giving.
我们敬拜当中其中一样就是怎样去学习给
予。You can't worship anything or anyone if you don't give to it.
如果我们不给予的话就没有一个真正的敬拜。
And it's interesting what they gave.Now, there's a whole lot of theology behind it, but simply this. First thing they gave was gold. Not fake gold, not bronze, not silver. They gave gold. You see, when you come to a king, that's what you give. Anything less, you better just not come.
当你去敬拜一个嘅王嘅时候，所有嘅其他嘅事情都系。
That's what king deserves. That's what you give to a king if you worship him.
因为我哋咁样去俾一个嘅神系值得噶。
Now the second thing is kind of interesting. It's called frankincense.
我哋第二样讲到嘅就系乳香。
Very expensive stuff.
系一样好珍贵嘅。
You put that stuff in there, and I guess you lit it a little bit. It just fills the whole room with beautiful smell.
當用少少呢啲嘅乳香嘅時候，成間房就會非常之清香。
And if you've been following with me in the book of Revelation, you realize the throne of God symbolically there are incense in there. It just fills the throne room of God with incense and smell of God's people.
喺呢個嘅啟示錄都講過，喺神嘅寶座面前都係充滿咗呢啲咁樣嘅香氣。
This is what you do.
呢個係你要咁樣去做嘅。
You do that.
你係需要去做。
The third thing is myrrh.
第一樣就係沒用。
Now myrrh is interesting because it's kind of like lotion and perfume. You put it on your body, it's very expensive, so very few people would have it.
乳香係好似活躍係好似一啲嘅一啲嘅液體可以塗喺身上。
Oftentimes, somebody that will be getting married, you know, you're going to your wedding, you want to make yourself smell good, and the bride will put the myrrh on her.
當好似一個嘅婚禮，你會見到一個新娘會搽上呢啲嘅乳液。
But something else that they use myrrh for?
究竟佢哋用呢個嘅活躍係用
？Oftentimes, if you're wealthy,
好多時候如果你係非常富有
，and one of your loved one died,
如果你一個嘅親人係過世
，you would put myrrh.On that person's body, so the smell would be wonderful, even though the person is not alive.
你會將呢個嘅沫藥塗喺呢個嘅屍體上面，令到佢非常清香。
Isn't that interesting that these gifts that these wise men who didn't know too much more beyond what they saw in the Word of God gave to Jesus?
係好有趣嘅。如果你見到呢啲嘅博士係點樣去將呢啲嘅禮物俾耶穌，而佢哋嘅知識上面即係同經書上面睇到。
That he was the King of Kings.
佢係萬王之王。
Deserving of gold.
佢係配得所有一切嘅。
Frankincense filling up his atmosphere with a pleasant fragrance of his people.
佢嘅乳香同埋沫藥嘅香氣係充滿成個地方。
And not knowing at all that he would die for us.
係佢哋唔會知道呢個嘅王最終係為我哋而死。
This embalming type of lotion.
係一種好舒適嘅一種嘅乳液。
They chose right.
佢哋選擇咗正確嘅事情。
They worshipped him.
佢哋去敬拜。
So today, what are you doing?
所以今日呢個時候，大家會坐喺度做乜嘢咧
？What are you doing for Christmas?
究竟大家喺聖誕節做咗啲乜嘢咧
？Do you know?
究竟大家知唔知道
？Do you know the greatness of this gift?
究竟呢個咁偉大嘅禮物
？Promise in the Word of God throughout the Bible.
喺神嘅話語當中去證明。
Lived out by Jesus Himself and demonstrated on the cross of Calvary.
透過咗耶穌喺呢個嘅十架上面所顯明。
And are you able to recognize what's happening today? That it is not just any time; it is an urgent time.
究竟大家知唔知道喺呢個時候已經係非常嘅緊急咧
？Where the message of Jesus and His birth and death are so awesome needed right now.
耶穌嘅信息包括佢嘅出生同埋死亡係幾咁緊要呢
？And how will you choose?
究竟你係點樣選擇咧
？Are you going to hate Him?
究竟大家會唔會選擇去憎恨佢咧
？Are you going to say I don't care？
或者我唔選擇唔去理會
？Or what will you do what the wise man still did does？
又或者你去選擇做呢個博士所做嘅事呢
？And that is choose to worship him。
就係選擇去敬拜耶穌。
Would you pray with me？
我哋祈禱。
Gracious Heavenly Father，
慈悲嘅天父。
We come before you today to thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ.
我哋今日嚟到你嘅跟前去感謝你賜下耶穌呢份咁好嘅禮物。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to earth.
耶穌，我哋真係非常感謝你降生喺呢個世上。
Because otherwise, how will we ever live our lives, and where will we spend eternity?
如果唔係嘅話，我哋點樣過我哋嘅生活？點喺永恆當中有份呢
？Thank you for becoming a man.
好感謝你道成肉身。
Thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary.
感謝你喺十架上面為我哋嘅犧牲。
Thank you for resurrecting.
感謝你都係復活。
And thank you for loving us.
都感謝你去愛我哋。
Saving us from our sins.
亦都係從我哋罪嘅當中拯救我哋。
We bless you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我哋咁樣祈禱，奉主嘅聖名祈求。
Amen.